As Charles was saying, it is a new chapter for the papacy of Benedict XVI, who travels to Africa for the first time since his election in April 2005. And as the Pope himself was explaining, the trip will unfold in two parts. In Cameroon, he will meet with bishops from the entire continent and hand-deliver the working document for the next Synod of Bishops for Africa. In Angola, the emphasis of the voyage is on the 500th anniversary of Christian evangelization, where the faith arrived with Portuguese missionaries in the late 15th century. As always, a papal voyage brings excitement and expectation to Vatican Radio as we prepare to cover the events and listen to the Pope's words. My colleague at the English for Africa programme, Festus Tarawale, is in Yaoundé right now, awaiting the Pope's arrival. He found time to sit down with me a few days ago and answer all my questions regarding the trip. Now, I understand that when the Pope journeys to another nation, it's always really upon invitation of that nation's president.
Yes, definitely. But in the case of Cameroon, you know, it's a third papal trip, so he's used to receiving popes. I mean, Pope John Paul II visited Cameroon twice. In 1985, and then a very important visit in 1995 to proclaim the apostolic exhortation Ecclesia in Africa.
That post-synodal exhortation, Festus explained to me, actually came out of the first Synod of African Bishops that had been held in Rome a year earlier, in 1994. And on Tuesday, Festus said, Pope Benedict will be greeted by the same president that greeted Pope John Paul II, both in 1985 and again 10 years later. Because, in fact, he explained to me, President Paul Biya of Cameroon has been at the helm of his country for a good 27 years. You mentioned that Pope John Paul II's second trip was extremely important because of the apostolic exhortation. This trip, too, foresees a highlight.
Definitely. In fact, that's the high point of the visit. That's on Thursday, the 19th of March. At the stadium in Yaoundé, the Pope is going to celebrate Mass. It's important because there the whole of Africa will be represented through 41 bishops representing the 36 national episcopal conferences and 6 regional episcopal conferences. At this Mass, the Pope is going to proclaim the Instrumentum Laboris, that is the working document for the Second African Synod, which will be held in Rome from the 4th to the 25th of October this year. So, I mean, Africa represented, the Pope coming here to present and to proclaim this Instrumentum Laboris. And of course, we shouldn't forget that the theme of the Second Synod will be the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice, and peace. You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world.
Reconciliation, justice, and peace, which are words that I imagine will crop up often in his discourses, in the discourses he's due to give during this visit. You mentioned the Mass at the stadium. What other highlights do you foresee?
Well, there's also the meeting with a group of Muslim leaders earlier on that day. That's Thursday, the 19th. And then there's also a meeting with Sikh people at the Cardinal Paul Emile Leisure Centre. This cardinal was the Archbishop of Montreal. After he resigned, he retired. He left the cool and cozy life in Montreal and decided to go down to Cameroon to open a leprosy and a centre to rehabilitate sick people, you know. So that's, I think, it's a very significant meeting also the Pope has chosen there, you know, to show that he's very close to those who are suffering. To go back to your question on reconciliation, justice and peace, you know, the continent of Africa is facing a lot of challenges. Wars, it's poverty, diseases. So, I mean, the Church wants to give her own contribution, because as a community reconciled within itself, it wants to show that reconciliation trait to the others. So it has also been very active, the Church in Africa, in speaking out some of the injustices.
Oh, it has.
And some of, you know, and has played a very significant role in promoting peace.
Do you think Africans will be travelling to Yaoundé to attend some of the events?
Well, definitely. I know most dioceses will have groups that will be coming to Yaoundé. Within Cameroon, it's very possible. It's possible because, I mean, it's a Cameroonian thing. It's an African thing. Most people feel part of it. In fact, I've seen a lot of pilgrims even here in Rome. So I take it they will also try to make it to Yaoundé. Maybe from the neighboring countries, there might be very small delegations, you know, because of maybe problems with transportation. Sure. And, you know, bad roads and... you know, it's very difficult to fly maybe from an African country to another one. You know, it's very expensive.
What are the main challenges that Cameroon as a nation is facing at this moment? And do you think the Pope will probably touch on some of the problems that President Biya is dealing with?
Well, in what I've read or in some of the interviews that I've done with the bishops and priests from Cameroon, what seems to come out is the fact that, you know, there is widespread corruption in Cameroon. The bishops have indeed tried, you know, to really make the fight against corruption part of their program in the school curriculum. But, you know, when it is embedded, you know, it's not a Cameroonian problem. It's a worldwide problem. But I think in Cameroon, it's indeed very endemic. There's also the problem of poverty. Cameroon is endowed with natural resources and it has a lot of able-bodied, you know, people. But I think, according to statistics that I've seen, I mean, 48% still live below the poverty line.
And Festus explained to me that another issue that may come to light during the papal journey is a division that exists within the nation between the English and the French-speaking communities due to historical events. Just on a personal note, Festus, are you excited to go?
Yes.
What are your expectations?
I'm very much excited. I mean, you know, it's the first papal trip and it's the first time going out to report for the radio. And, I hope to do my best. I mean,
I'm sure you will.
With all the problems that I might encounter and, you know, reporting for so vast an audience, you know, it's a big challenge.
And someone else who's facing the same big challenge is another colleague of mine from the English for Africa program. He will be reporting on the Pope's journey when Benedict arrives in Angola on the second leg of his African visit. His name is John Baptist Tumasime, and as he told me just before leaving, he's very excited.
Well, it's an exciting journey, and especially accompanying the Pope for the first time to a very distant country where I have not been before and where the Pope has not been before.
Right, the Pope's never been to Angola, he's never been to Africa. I think Pope John Paul II did go to Angola during his travels.
Yes, Pope John Paul was in Angola in 1992. That was the year when Angola marked the 500th anniversary of evangelization. And the Pope went to Angola to take part in the closing ceremonies.
What do you expect the highlights to be? You mentioned Pope John Paul II went to mark the celebrations of 500 years from evangelization of Angola. This trip is also along the same lines, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. The purpose of this trip, first of all, is that we have the head of the Universal Catholic Church going to meet the faithful. In a way, it is a trip that is purely pastoral. The Holy Father will be confirming the faithful in Angola in the faith and also giving them encouragement, given that Angola was the first African country south of the Sahara to be evangelized. The second purpose, the second motive, is to continue with the celebrations. The celebrations started 17 years ago, but they are continuing to show that this is a very important event. Marking 500 years is something very, very, very important. So the celebrations are continuing up to when we don't know, but the Holy Father is also going there to take part in the celebrations that began 17 years ago.
John Baptist told me that he thinks the meeting with bishops, the priests, and the catechists will prove to be one of the most important moments of this trip.
These are the people who were really in daily contact with the challenges of evangelization. The trip is about evangelization, thanking God for the gift of the faith. But these are the people who are involved every day in evangelization. So they have reasons to be satisfied for the work they are doing, but they also they face challenges. And the Holy Father will be not only thanking them for this work, but also encouraging them.
Chronologically speaking, the next highlight, John Baptist foresees, will be the Pope's encounter with young people.
The Pope is going to talk to them, to encourage them, and also conscious that Angola has gone through a lot of problems. The country has been at war since independence. Even before independence, there was a war for independence. And the war continued. People speak of 27 years of civil war.
Right.
But when you add the years also before independence, it comes to over 40 years of fighting. Now, these young people carry the wounds of these conflicts. Some are unemployed. Others have taken it to drugs. Bishops have told us the prostitution, drug taking, alcoholism, all sorts of things. There are so many street children in Luanda. The Pope will be talking about all of these things and is going to give a message of encouragement to these young people to show them that this is not the end. They have to struggle to overcome some of the challenges that they face.
And then the meeting with representatives of church movements on the promotion of gender equality.
The woman in Africa is the central figure of the family. The church treasures the family. But at the same time, the woman in Africa is one who forms part of the weakest groups, at least weak economically and socially. The message of the Holy Father to these women who are coming to meet him is very, very important. Certainly, he will be encouraging them to remain faithful, to continue to carry forward their mission as mothers, their mission as members of the family. You see, without a woman in Africa, I think the family has a very, very important, serious question mark.
During their conversations with me, both Festus and John Baptist spoke of Africa's great need for reconciliation and peace. It's impossible, they both pointed out, to focus on the beauty and on the gifts of the great continent without seeing the pain and the suffering of its people. So stay tuned for their coverage of Pope Benedict XVI's first apostolic journey to Africa, as they promise to bring a bit of both.